The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. This is episode 1684, and we have only 11 days until the 4th of July. So today, in this, in honor of being summer, and it's hot now. You notice it's gotten hotter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It has gotten hotter, for sure.
Hot and humid. That's Tennessee weather in June and July, and being the 23rd of June, we're going to give you some tips and things to do for the summer, what you can do, some activities you can do.
Nice.
John, did you look that up on your Chromebook?
I did. I have my nice Chromebook here. It's live and in studio. So not only can I look up information like our buddy over here can and sound really smart, I can also I look important when people
and
come in.
And you can
in
cheat at Family Feud?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't do that. I will never do that.
That's, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, that's kind of low blow. Yep, sure is. I'm John Dingus, along with Dalton Barrett and Brian Barrett, here with you on a Monday morning. And it's hot. That's for sure. So some activities to do. By the way, this is probably the biggest week of vacationing, the 23rd of June through the probably after the 4th of July, wouldn't you say?
Probably so.
A lot of people go earlier, but this is really the hot and heavy time.
And it's dead period. So
it's dead period. That's right. That's a good. How does he know about dead period? Oh, that's because church camp can only go during dead period.
Yes, you got to use the second week of dead period.
Now, when is your church camp this year, Dalton? I know you're not going to be able to go, but
it is the 27th through the 3rd.
So I have to have the girls there when?
So this Friday.
Yes, this Friday is the
okay
day that they'll leave.
This Friday. Okay.
And then they'll come back on the 1st of July.
Okay. I thought I was going to have the whole house to myself, but I think Brett's coming. You know, he's staying. He went on a week to a vacation, but he's coming back. Of course, he never talks to me or sees me, so it doesn't really matter. But anyway.
So the 1st is a Tuesday, so it's Friday through Tuesday, apparently, huh?
And the 4th of yep July, good news, is on. So you'll be coming back when?
The 1st.
The 1st, okay.
Yes.
So they don't miss the 4th of July activities?
No.
Okay.
No, that's a Thursday this year.
Friday. It's a Friday.
Friday this year. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's good. You'll be at home, though.
I will be my first day back at work officially is the first of July. It's my first day back.
Mm.
So.
Seems like it's just flown by, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a very quick 6 weeks.
Of course, you've been really busy.
In spurts. Busy in spurts. It's like sometimes there's nothing to do and you're bored, and then you'll be busy for like 2 hours, and then there's just nothing to do for the next 2 hours.
Yeah. But. Well, good luck getting back to work.
That's going to be an adjustment.
Going back to work?
Yeah. Just with, you know, it'll be a new routine.
Right.
Do y'all both That's go fine. Back at the same time, or do you?
Yeah, we both go back the same week, so we'll both be back at the exact same time.
That's going to be an adjustment. Oh, did you just say that? It's going to be an adjustment. So who's keeping the youngin' when y'all go back to work?
So Megan's mom is going to have her for one day, and then old Grandpa Brian is going to have her for half a day on Wednesday.
I don't like that.
You don't like Grandpa Brian?
No.
What about the old man?
It's fine with me.
That sounds more like him. That sounds more, you know.
The old grump.
I've gone through the names in my mind.
Are you going to their house, or is the baby coming to you?
I'm thinking Pop-Pop.
You're thinking Pop-Pop. That's what we should host a... we should do like a listener-submitted grandpa names for... Grandfather names for Grandpa Brian. Like, have listeners send in their favorite grandpa names.
Ooh, I've got one. No, never mind. I can't say it on the air.
Oh, man. We're not on a delay, John. Be careful.
I thought about it. I thought I'd better not. But, wow, it's exciting. That will be exciting.
Yes.
There'll be a lot of write-ins. People that know you, well, you'll get a lot to pick from.
Please, no. We're not going to do that.
Well, my Chromebook says, my new computer, it says that it's almost time to go. We've got to take a look at the weather, and we'll be back with more conversation here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, heat advisory is currently in effect, and we'll see some patchy fog this early morning that will clear out by the afternoon. Lots of sunshine with a high near 95 degrees and heat index values as high as 103. Southeast winds at a calm state. Into tonight, we're looking clear, low around 73 degrees, heat index values as high as 102 through the overnight. Northeast winds at a calm state again. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 72 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
My life was going downhill fast. Everybody was on my case. Now, I kept hoping that life would change real soon. I knew drinking too much messed up my life. A friend suggested I check out AA. It worked. I found myself in an AA group. Finally, I've got my act together. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Oklahoma City Thunder took Game 7 of the NBA Finals, beating Indiana 103-91. The Pacers committed 21 turnovers, and Tyrese Halliburton left in the first quarter with an Achilles injury. Series MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 29 points, 12 assists, just one turnover in the game. The Suns are trading Kevin Durant to Houston for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and a first-rounder this week, plus five second-round draft choices. Among the five WNBA games. Las Vegas beat Indiana 89-81. Caitlin Clark in defeat, 19 points, 10 assists, 8 turnovers. Keegan Bradley won the Travelers by one stroke. Minji Lee captured the women's PGA. U.S. men's soccer was a 2-1 winner over Haiti. Alex Palou took the IndyCar race. Chase Briscoe, the NASCAR winner at Pocono. LSU won the College World Series, and the Phillies beat the Mets 7-1.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, hello there. We're back. That was just a quick break. 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. You can track usage, pay bills, and report outages anytime. Which, You experienced a rare outage in Murfreesboro the other day.
Last week, yeah.
Is that all you're going to say?
He doesn't want to talk about it.
I mean, it happened.
It only hit like six places, didn't it?
It was just one little block here downtown.
And I texted him and said, "Hey, look, man, I don't think you have anything on the air." But somebody called me, and that's why I knew.
So lightning is worse than really wind around here. Wind knocks down limbs, and if they trim the trees, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah,
which
can't
that's
do
what happens
about
here.
Lightning.
Nope. Once it gets in.
So he sent me, Dalton. He sent me a picture of, you know, the truck. You know, what do you call them?
The bucket truck.
Bucket truck. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was in the bucket truck.
Oh, did you?
Trying to fix it. But he wasn't. It was not him.
No, it was not me. It was MT.
But he went, the station's out. And then he puts it, his famous, when he's, you know, mad, he goes, "Ugh." Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. All caps, UGH.
Ugh. Oh, well, anyway. Hey, our good neighbor today is Jessica Hoy with Middle Tennessee Pharmacy Services. Today's good neighbor today for always being super friendly while working behind the scenes to do the best for every patient and care facility resident. Jessica Hoy will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That's today's good neighbor of the day. If you want to send in a good neighbor, you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the easy ways that you can submit those. We do it each weekday, so we could certainly use your help. Also, same for birthdays and anniversaries. Since it's Monday, we'll take the June 22nd Sunday birthdays. And on this Monday at 615-893-1450.
Well, today is National Hydration Day, so get yourself some water, just like I'm about to, because there's something stuck in my throat.
Wow, things are going well this Monday morning, aren't they?
Yeah.
We're going to do actors who were one-hit wonders. I guess we're still going with this, huh, for the next week anyway?
This is it, I think, whole week.
I guess the next thing you should do, summer songs, being the CEO of this operation.
Summer songs.
Summer songs.
Okay.
We had an idea last week, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, we did. And we tried to talk about that while you were gone, and we couldn't figure out what it was.
I think it was something about movies, songs that were hits off of hit movies. Movies and movies or something.
Maybe that was it. All right, here's Alan Arkin. It went number 4 in the U.S. in 1957. You're going to know this song. Day-o, 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 light, and I want to go home. Day-o, day-o, Alan Arkin was a singer.
He was part of the group The Terriers.
Wow, hard to believe. 624 here on The Wake Up Crew.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on, he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
I just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Caitlin Jones. Tennessee's governor reacting to the bombing in Iran conducted by the U.S. forces over the weekend. In a statement, Governor Bill Lee says President Trump has made a courageous decision to seek peace through strength. Maria and I pray earnestly for the safety of our troops across the Middle East and for the sovereignty of Israel. East Tennessee State Representative Sam McKenzie expressed concern about sending U.S. troops into Iran, saying the decision might have been premature. He says he hopes the U.S. can go back to negotiations. A Knox County Sheriff's deputy is in critical condition this morning after responding to an emergency call over the weekend. Deputy Dalton Swinger responded to a reported shooting Saturday night. The Sheriff's Department says 44-year-old Christopher Michael Hensley of Powell hit Deputy Swinger with a large rock or brick. Swanger was taken to the University of Tennessee Medical Center in critical condition. The suspect is facing several charges, including attempted second-degree murder and aggravated assault on a first responder.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Dangerous heat continues today. The heat advisory has been extended to include Nashville and surrounding counties for Monday. The heat index, or the feels-like temperatures, could be as high as 106. It should be noted that counties outside the heat advisory will also experience heat index values of 100 and above. Avoid outdoor work if possible during this time. Take plenty of breaks, stay hydrated, and check on those who may not have air conditioning. Caitlin Jones, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour. We've got a lot of things coming up today. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up. Rewind coming up, 6:35. Another check of the weather. Our first look at traffic will be at 6:34. And, of course, let's not forget the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at 6:57. Oh, it's Scooby-Doo. It's Scooby-Wolf. Wow, that was a little different, pal. That was really different. Yeah.
Did you like it?
No, I hated it.
I wasn't a fan, actually.
No, I really didn't like it at all. Good morning to Daryl Rigsby today, he was upset.
Upset?
Well, he was upset with me and Dalton.
Oh, good.
For that one day of rating him low. I got the same treatment from him that I get from you. He couldn't believe it. And But then he said, I do want Brian to be more honest. You know, I want him to
How
be.
How does he know I'm not being honest? It's because you
it's
feel.
Obvious.
It's because it's the way you say it.
No, it's
a 5.5, Daryl.
You put things in his head.
I don't put things in his head.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the first time I met him, he said, well, you're not as bad as John makes you out to be.
Well, I mean,
see,
I was just telling the truth.
Everybody says that when they first meet you. It takes a little bit of time to get to know you before that really sets in.
So he sent me one on a text, and I hated it. So I put, go back to the recliner and sit down and think of some more.
Jeez, no
worries. Yeah. So he's not been happy with me.
Friendship over.
No. No, no, no. All right. We've got some places to go this summer. Do you have any ideas, fellas? You got any ideas you want to go to? Let me give you a few, and then you can chime in.
The recliner sounds pretty good.
One says, consider visiting Lucky Lad Farms for animal encounters and fun park activities. It is a neat place.
I've been recently.
Really? How was it? It was good, wasn't it?
It was good. I went during their tulip festival.
That's right.
Megan, to pick tulips.
I know a young lady that works there. You can go to the Stones River National Battlefield. Or relax at the Discovery Center. And by the time now you have, used all your, what other ideas. Like swimming is out. You know, you've gone swimming till you're like, it's worn out. So you go to Discovery Center. Great place. Take advantage of the warm weather with activities like hiking, picnicking, and visiting local farmers markets. And I was telling Brian the other day, Dalton, the farmers market last Saturday was packed. I mean, it was huge up on the square. Uh-huh. It was packed. Good
it
place
seems like
to go.
Every year it gets busier and busier.
They're going to have to do something about overflow. They were parking down here at the station and down over across the street and that kind of thing. So
you're not allowed to park at the radio station. Only I'm allowed to park at the radio station at the farmer's market.
Only employees of WGNS can do that. You can also find plenty of fun at local parks like Patterson Park Community Center, or you can try the Murfreesboro Escape Room. Now, I have never been to an escape room, but I heard it is a lot of fun. Is that true? Has anybody been?
It's fun if you go with people who are fun to do it with. Because it's all like teamwork. You do it together.
I got you.
So if you go with people who are not as fun to do something like that with, it's not as fun, but most of the time it is.
Well, that's an exciting thing. You can go hiking. You can cool off at a local pool, which I know that people have done that already. Try kayaking or canoeing.
In fact, I think my daughter, my granddaughter went kayaking, or no, canoeing at her FFA camp, and she fell out of the boat. It was great. Okay. Trying to recover from knee surgery, she falls out of the boat. All right. Let's see. What else do we have here? You can attend a summer concert. You know, they have movies at the park. You can do that, too.
Movies Under the Stars.
Movies Under the Stars. But I think it's the first Friday of the month in the summertime. They've got Main Street Live.
That's right. That's correct. So. That's a good time, too. That's mm-hmm. That can be exciting. You can visit or have a game night, try family game night, or head to Flashback Arcade for some old fun. Now, what I did the other day, I went to Go USA, and I haven't been there in years. And I took the girls, and they went and rode go-karts, and I hit golf balls at the driving range. That was kind of a fun thing.
Yeah.
Take some money with you when you go.
Go USA is fun. Before the baby was born, me and Megan used to go there all the time to play mini golf. We'd go once or twice a month and just do a round of mini golf. We got pretty good at it, actually.
You know, I thought with the location of Go USA that it would never make it because it's behind Waffle House over there on Thompson Lane, mm-hmm. hard to get out of. I went there, though, and it was packed. And it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was packed. Now, it was a Saturday.
Of really being the only place around here that has anything like that. They're really the only arcade, mini golf, go-kart. Like, they're the only place that we've got.
And they've kept it up, too. I mean, it really looks nice and things. So I could see people going there. That's a good idea. Take your wife to play mini golf. You could take Skeeter to play.
Yeah.
I asked the girls, though. I said, where was the concession stand? She said, Papa, it was right behind the, you know, where you buy the tickets and stuff. I didn't even see it. Yeah, it's right behind there. So that's the only thing I was complaining. I said, I didn't see any concessions, you know. So, yeah, it was right behind there, right in front of your face, old man. All right, that's some of the things you can do this summer. We've got more to come. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. I can't stop loving June 23rd, 1962.
I've made up my mind.
Ray Charles hit the top of the Billboard Mono album chart with
you think you know
modern sounds in country and western music.
But you don't know me.
June 23rd, 1989.
Lieutenant, is there a 6-foot bat in Gotham City?
The nationwide release of Batman.
I have given a name to my pain.
Starring Michael Keaton,
Bruce Wayne,
Kim Basinger,
and what do you do for a living?
And Jack Nicholson.
Get those wonderful toys.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
What are you?
And that's
I'm Batman.
Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, heat advisory is currently in effect, and we'll see some patchy fog this early morning that will clear out by the afternoon. Lots of sunshine with a high near 95 degrees and heat index values as high as 103. Southeast winds at a calm state. Into tonight, we're looking clear, low around 73 degrees. Heat index values as high as 102 through the overnight. Northeast winds at a calm state again. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 72 degrees.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit busier down 65 through the Madison area here at Briley Parkway. Trying to build already through Wilson County on I-40 headed into Hermitage. 24 trying to load up a little bit more here in the last minute. Coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound all the way up to Haywood Lane. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee for a car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. Just check them out online at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Air Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure, it's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111, AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Beekeeping is growing in popularity, And a great way to learn more about beekeeping is to attend the Rutherford County Beekeepers Association meetings. They're on the first Monday night of each month over at the Lane Agri Park. July 7th is that first Monday, 7 o'clock in the evening at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. Oh, the Parkinson Support Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Don't miss Main Street Murfreesboro's Saturday Marketplace, 8 o'clock Saturday morning until noon, all around the historic Rutherford County Courthouse on the Murfreesboro Square. And if you live in Smyrna, at the same time, there's a farmer's market at the Smyrna Depot. Both of those, 8 until noon Saturday. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It's 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew, and as we head on down, we've got the CBS National News headlines, followed by a local news update, and then later on, the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf.
He got hit by a car. No, Matt Wolf. Look out.
That started out maybe being the greatest one he's ever done, and then it just kind of fizzled right at the end.
I ran out of air.
Yeah.
I can tell.
All right, our dad joke starting the week, and it's all you, Brian, this week.
All week?
All week. You got to come up with them.
Where's Daryl when you need him?
I know.
What do you call a fat psychic?
I don't know. What?
A fortune teller. Fortune.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. All right, I guess.
What do you think, Dalton?
I give a it little under middle of the road, I think.
Like a 2.8.
Yeah, 2.8's good. That's a solid score.
Well, we'll go ahead and round it up to a 3. That'll make everybody happy, I think. So.
No, yeah. It won't.
But it was a 2.
No, it won't.
It was a 2.8, really, actually. All right, 6:41. It's the Wake Up Crew on a Monday morning.
CBS News Brief. The world watches and waits for retaliation from Iran after the U.S. weekend strikes on three of its nuclear facilities. For now, back-and-forth missile strikes are ramping up between Iran and Israel. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Tel Aviv.
Several explosions have been heard in Tehran. Israel says it is striking military targets in the Iranian capital, and Iran state media reports that electricity has been cut in northern Tehran.
A record-breaking heat wave is moving from Midwest to Northeast. These women are sweating it out in Philly.
It feels like it's more than 90 right now. It's really hot.
Hope my AC stays intact.
The Thunder beat the Pacers 103-91 in Game 7 of the finals last night to take the NBA title for the first time since they relocated to Oklahoma City. Season and series MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I'm so proud of this group. I wouldn't have rather done it with any other group in the world. It feels good to be a champion.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Tennessee's housing market held steady in the first quarter of 2025, according to a new report from Middle Tennessee State University's Business and Economic Research Center. Director Murat Arik described the market as, quote, balanced, with multifamily construction permits spiking by 66% from the previous quarter, reflecting heightened development, particularly in urban areas. While statewide home prices grew just 0.11% over the quarter, they rose 3.7% year over year, slightly trailing national averages. In Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, the surge in permits reflects local demand and population growth, continuing a trend that positions the region as one of Tennessee's fastest growing. The report also showed regional contrast. Kingsport, Bristol led in annual price gains at 10.3%, while Knoxville and Chattanooga also posted moderate growth. Inventory levels climbed, offering potential relief to buyers in high-demand areas funded by the Tennessee Housing Development Agency. The report serves as a resource for policymakers tracking trends in affordability and development. And in a nod to Rutherford County's past, Murfreesboro's Cannonsburg Village will receive a $50,000 state grant to restore the Haynes Museum/Cotton Warehouse, one of its oldest historical buildings. Originally constructed in the 1870s, the Cotton Warehouse now functions as a museum, tracing a century of Southern life. The funding, part of a statewide capital maintenance and improvement initiative, will help preserve this key piece of local history. Located near downtown Murfreesboro, Cannonsburg Village remains a cultural touchstone, reflecting both the city's founding legacy and its ongoing efforts to honor and maintain its historical fabric. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
Play an old guitar, a dime half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
My grandmother and Ms. Adams were best friends. And she said, Betty, you need to come to Adams Place. You'd love it.
We're talking with Betty Kirksey.
They go above and beyond of what their job is. I wish Ms. Adams was still living so I could tell her, you were right. It is where I should be, and it's very nice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Something very special is happening on the Wake Up Crew today. It's Today in History and birthdays back to back.
All together?
Wow.
All together, back to back.
Wow. When does that start?
It starts right now, as soon as you play something.
Oh, at this moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Turn to Turner Security.
This is called a doubleheader, kind of like, you know, just throwing them both out there at the same time.
And it's not a split doubleheader either.
No, it's right back to back. In 1960, here on June 23rd, the Pat Boone Chevy Showroom last airs on ABC TV.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
America is asking you to call.
Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee.
It's Dinah Shore, I believe, singing that.
I take it was the Chevy show, Chevy showroom.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that song lasted for a decade or two, that theme song. They were big boys. They were the big boys in America. In 1960, the first contraceptive pill is made available for purchase in the United States. In 1970, the Red Skelton Show last airs on CBS TV before moving to NBC for their final year. You know, that never works, does it, Dalton, when they change networks usually? Usually it doesn't work, does it?
Sometimes. Now, if a show is really early on, first season or second season, it can normally take off. But late, not usually. Budgets usually get slashed and actors change. And
American Idol's made it, though.
Yeah, it has. That's a fine example to give, Brian. Way to chime in there.
Thank you.
In 1975, rocker Alice Cooper falls off the stage at Vancouver and breaks six ribs. I bet Brandon Brooks doesn't have that information.
Probably not.
In 1979, Charlie Daniels Band releases The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
I now remember what the song of the day that we forgot was. It was Muppet covers.
That's right.
I remember because there's a Muppet cover of The Devil Went Down to Georgia that we'll need to play later on in the show today.
There you go. Charlie Daniels, a Mount Juliet native, member of the Grand Ole Opry. Really fine man. 1980, David Letterman's show debuts on NBC Daytime. That's when he had a daytime show. A lot of people forget that, but he had a daytime show.
Didn't last very long.
Didn't last long, no. You know, his humor wouldn't, I don't think would be very good at daytime anyway. In 1989, the movie Batman premieres, directed by Tim Burton, starring Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
I still think that's where I'm Batman came from, Michael Keaton, right?
True.
Right?
True.
And in 2020, we don't even want to talk about it. COVID-19 raises up to more 35,000 people. I hated that. It was terrible. And I hope we never have that situation ever again. All right. That's a look at today in history. Now, back to back, it's celebrity birthdays.
It's birthday time. Because it's birthday time. Birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Now, Dalton, I realize that there'll be some criticism of this format because people get up in the morning, they brush their teeth, they wash their hair, whatever, they take a bath, and they're accustomed to having today in history celebrity birthdays at the same time. Or at different times.
Yeah. Some people care more about today in history than they do celebrity birthdays and vice versa.
Right. So,
but we don't really care what you think. We're going to do what we want.
This will not be an everyday thing. I just want to let you know. Unless the people demand
like it.
Yeah.
Or you don't. We don't care.
Or I forget to do it in the first segment. Okay. Which is a cool way of saying I forgot. All right. In 1929, June Carter Cash has a birthday. She's an American country singer and member of the Johnny Cash Show, and she was married to Johnny.
We're going down to Jackson. Go ahead, wreck yourself. Lay your hand in, big talking, and make a big fool.
I've learned to appreciate June Carter Cash more the older I get, and Johnny Cash, too, because when I was younger, I wasn't a big fan of Johnny Cash, but over time I've started to really like his stuff.
John, have you ever heard the song Johnny Cash did? It was originally going to be the theme to Thunderball, the James Bond movie.
I have not heard that one, but did we not play it on the show?
We may have.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't go with it, but they went with Tom Jones instead.
Which is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It just would have been different.
I really have learned to appreciate him a lot more, though. 1940, Wilma Rudolph, American athlete, won Olympic golds from St. Bethlehem, Tennessee. 1948, Clarence Thomas. It's 1957, Frances McDormand. 1974, Joel Edgerton, the Australian actor. And 1984, Amy Ann Duffy, a Welsh singer born in Wales. And that's going to do it for Today in History and Celebrity Birthdays. Don't have time for the local birthdays. We'll get them in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, heat advisory is currently in effect, and we'll see some patchy fog this early morning that will clear out by the afternoon. Lots of sunshine with a high near 95 degrees and heat index values as high as 103. Southeast winds at a calm state. Into tonight, looking clear, low around 73 degrees. Heat index values as high as 102 through the overnight. Northeast winds at a calm state again. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 72 degrees.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Good morning. It's trying to pick up with more traffic volume. Just in the last few minutes coming up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 up through Williamson County. Trying to load up over here 65 south at Trinity Lane. It's gotten heavier leaving Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area, especially on I-40 West, headed on over into Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee for a car or big truck, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have doors, plenty of doors. If you're doing that special project or if you just wanting to change out all your doors in your home, just come on by and see us. We have doors.
We also have brand new paint that'll be great for doing home projects.
We got it. Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Looks like Russell Crowe is going to live forever.
Are you not entertained?
In a way, he's been cast in Highlander, the remake of the 1986 movie. He'll play Ramirez, an immortal warrior. Sean Connery played the part originally. Henry Cavill leads the cast. It's expected to be out next year. And if you're ever in need of multi-million dollar digs in Beverly Hills, follow Mark Wahlberg's real estate trail. Seems Paris Hilton bought a mansion that used to belong to Wahlberg. She lost her home in the LA wildfires back in January. The cost? $63 million. But that includes 12 bedrooms, 20 bathrooms. It also comes with a golf course. It's very low-key, obviously. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, got news coming up at the top of the hour. Want to say congratulations to birthday winners, Johnny. Well, they're not winners, but Johnny Barrett, Andy Herzer, and Patsy Walls. Andy's got a birthday today. Yesterday, Kim Belcher, Ricky Roper, Tom Underwood, Sherry Smith, Janice Patel, and Rachel Siriswat.
And Jessica Hoy with Middle Tennessee Pharmacy Services is today's good neighbor of the day. She's super friendly, working behind the scenes to do the best for every patient and resident. So she's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison, family over Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and us here at News Radio WGNS.
So birthdays, good neighbor, how do you submit for that? Well, good neighbor of the day, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Birthdays, anniversaries for today, the 23rd, yesterday, the 22nd. 615-893-1450. Call or text. You got about a half an hour to do it.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
CBS News is on standby. It is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
U.S. assesses military strikes.
We're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program.
Conflict intensifies.
Israel and Iran have continued to fire missiles at each other.
Oklahoma City wins NBA title.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the U.S. assesses the damage to Iran's nuclear program after the weekend bombing missions. Iran weighs a possible response as it exchanges missile fire with Israel. Today, Israel attacked the Fordow nuclear enrichment site in Iran and targeted a prison. CBS's Deborah Pata.
This morning, sirens warned of another wave of Iranian missiles, this one exploding in Ashdod. And just hours after the weekend's U.S. strikes, Iran unleashed a barrage of rockets, devastating a huge residential neighborhood in Tel Aviv. Israel has also not let up its bombing campaign on Iran. And thousands of Iranians rallied in Tehran to protest Israeli and U.S. strikes. The U.S. has no right to tell us what to do, said Ali. We must slap America hard.
I thank you.
While Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has thanked the U.S. for stepping in and offered prayers for President Trump.
Now to the White House, correspondent Weijia Jiang.
On Face the Nation, Secretary of State Marco Rubio defended Trump's decision to carry out the operation.
Well, we have intelligence that they have everything they need to build a nuclear weapon, and that's more than enough.
And he said the administration is not looking to overthrow the Iranian government.
Okay, that's up to the Iranian people if they want to do that, but that's not what we're focused on.
But then, in mixed messaging, Trump floated the idea in a social media post Sunday night, saying if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change?
Republicans have been divided about President Trump's decision to attack Iran without congressional approval. Kentucky's Thomas Massie told CBS's Face the Nation.
Well, I'll concede this. It was a good week for the neocons in the military-industrial complex who want war all the time. I wouldn't call my side of the MAGA base isolationist. We are exhausted. We are tired from all of these wars.
Trump vowed an effort to find a candidate to face Massie in a GOP primary, saying he is not MAGA. The U.S. military action included the first ever use of a massive bunker buster bomb. CBS's Charlie Daggett is at the Pentagon.
The B-2 strike package flew 18 hours to their targets, refueling multiple times along the way. The lead bomber dropped two bunker buster bombs, or massive ordnance penetrators, on the Iranian nuclear site at Fordow. In less than a half hour, a total of 14 of those 30,000-pound bombs were dropped on targets at Fordow and also Natanz. A third nuclear site was hit by two dozen Tomahawk missiles fired from a submarine offshore.
All of our precision munitions struck where we wanted them to strike and had the desired effect.
Officials don't think a single shot was fired toward the American aircraft on the way in or out.
It appears that Iran's surface-to-air missile systems did not see us.
Now to Michigan, where police say two security guards at a church outside Detroit stopped a mass shooting yesterday, killing a gunman. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Chaos inside the Cross Point Community Church in Wayne, Michigan, just after gunshots rang outside.
Please, everybody come to the back.
About 150 parishioners, including many children, running to safety after police say 31-year-old Brian Anthony Browning started shooting as he approached the building.
Cross Point Community Church, they have an active shooter situation in the parking lot. Male is continuously shooting.
Police say the suspected gunman was wearing a tactical vest and was armed with a rifle and a handgun when he got out of his car. That's when a parishioner hit the alleged shooter with their truck. Two church staff members then shot and killed Browning, who managed to shoot one of them in the leg.
The National Basketball Association has a new champion.
For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City.
The Oklahoma City Thunder took the NBA crown on ABC with a 103-91 Game 7 win over the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers lost star Tyrese Halliburton in the first quarter of the game with an Achilles injury. 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
now?
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
A large heat dome is sending temperatures into the 90s and over 100 in some places from the Midwest into the East.
Just pushes any kind of potential for clouds, thunderstorms, any kind of rain from coming in.
CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
We have over 100 potential record highs every single day. That is through Wednesday, and that is along the eastern coast of the U.S. That's talking anywhere from Portland, Maine, Boston, New York City, Philadelphia, D.C., and then even down into Raleigh-Durham International Airport in North Carolina.
Storms are blamed for 3 deaths in central New York State, including twin 6-year-old girls who died when a tree fell on their home in Kirkland, New York. A 50-year-old woman died in a house nearby. There's an investigation at California's Lake Tahoe after a boat capsized during a weekend storm. KCBS-TV reporter Esteban Reynoso.
The capsized vessel leaving at least 6 dead, 2 more missing, and 2 recovering in the hospital. The El Dorado County Sheriff's Office says just a little after this freak weather hit the lake, they received a call for help.
And soon enough, we just hear sirens coming from like the other direction.
Sipping past, yeah.
Speeding on by.
The Coast Guard says they searched for over 12 hours to look for the missing 2 people, but Sunday morning, they suspended their search. The El Dorado County Sheriff's Office is taking over the investigation and the search for the missing people.
A federal judge has ordered Kilmar Abrego Garcia to be released from custody while he awaits a trial on human smuggling charges. But the judge acknowledged that the man who was deported by mistake would not likely be freed as court action continues. 10 Tesla robo-taxis hit the streets of Austin, Texas yesterday. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a heat advisory is currently in effect, and we'll see some patchy fog this early morning that will clear out by the afternoon. Lots of sunshine with a high near 95 degrees and heat index values as high as 103. Southeast winds at a calm state. Into tonight, we're looking clear, low around 73 degrees, heat index values as high as 102 through the overnight. Northeast winds at a calm state again. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. An accident's got traffic tied up in Montgomery County there in Clarksville on the interstate. It's 24 going westbound around the 9-mile marker, again just outside of Clarksville, as it gets heavier down I-40 coming through Mount Julian right now, leaving Wilson County, headed into Hermitage on 40 going westbound. 24 trying to load up with a little bit more volume. Westbound 24 out of Murfreesboro all the way into Antioch. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
No middlemen.
No mystery.
Just fresh picked produce.
Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. On John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
It's the Three Stooges of Butterfield County. Ow! The Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. Quite sweetly, Mo.
Shut up, porcupine.
Ow! Oh, nice guy.
It is the Wake Up Crew Monday morning. It is the 23rd day of June, and we're glad you're along with us here at 11 minutes after. Well, almost, it is 12 minutes after now, the hour of 7 o'clock, episode 1684 of The Crew, and the 4th of July is 11 days away. It's not this coming Friday, but the next. It's on the 4th of July, by the way. Independence Day. It's Brian, John, and Dalton here with you this morning on the Wake Up Crew. Another week, our last week, unfortunately. I think it's been about 4 weeks, about a month, for actors who were one-hit wonders. And Alan Arkin is today's featured actor who had a hit as a member of the Terriers with this song. Of course, that's a version of the Banana Boat song. I don't know that I'm a fan of that one as much. Who did the original? Maybe that is the original.
No, it was Harry Belafonte.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The version you're probably most familiar with is the one from Beetlejuice, if I had to guess.
Oh, really?
Because that's okay. The one that was real, like, super popular. Not that the song was always pretty popular, but the one from...
Did it sound like that, like an echo? That's Harry Belafonte.
Yeah. He made it a hit. That was a remake.
So who sang the one in... what movie did you say it was in?
It was in Beetlejuice. There was a whole musical number in Beetlejuice of that song where they all did it. That kind of repopularized the song when that movie came out.
Oh, I see. Okay. How about that? Well, you mentioned a song just a second ago that, so it was when they do the themes for the James Bond movies, do they just throw it out there to several actors, or do they, or not actors, but musicians, or how does that work?
I think at this point they probably just pick popular singers and have them do it. I don't actually know. Yeah. I've also got some James Bond news for you tomorrow, John. We'll talk about it in a minute.
What?
But I don't know how they do the themes for the movies. I guess actors maybe submit some. There are some great ones and some not so great ones, but they've all been pretty good lately.
Yeah.
We were talking about Johnny Cash earlier, and John has said that over time he's kind of grown a greater appreciation for Johnny Cash. And there was the third James Bond movie, Thunderball, Johnny Cash was originally going to do the theme for It, and it's recorded and he released it and whatever, but it was not used in the movie.
The power of her engines now is drowned in the sea. But the deadly force from within her is somewhere running free. Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man. And who is going to suffer from the power in your hand?
So we know for sure he was originally going to do it, and for some reason they didn't use his song and went another way.
I just don't think it fit them. The powers to be, I just think it was like almost like a Western song, you know.
Well,
like,
and it doesn't really fit that movie.
No,
because that song is interesting and fun, and that movie is boring.
Wow,
Thunderball is my least favorite James Bond movie by far.
Never Say Never Again is a remake of that.
Thunderball. And I like it better.
Yeah,
I like Never Say Never Again. A lot of people don't.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was one of the best ones.
But Thunderball is just. It's all underwater, and you just hear the doo-doo-doo-doo the whole time, and it's just...
What's wrong with doo-doo-doo-doo?
No,
well, when it's the whole movie...
No, in James Bond, it was doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Wasn't it?
I don't think so.
John doesn't like it when I do it.
I don't like it when either one of you do it.
Well, I don't know how.
It's doo-doo-doo-doo. At least you acknowledge you don't know how.
We'll try it, Dalton.
I just did.
John, you do it.
No, you do it.
What? No, you do it.
I already do. You got mine.
So this is the. So now, Dalton, you try.
I just can't do it fast enough. I can't roll my tongue like that.
You sound like
a train.
You sound like Goober Pal doing it. It's
so I looked it up. They do now, and once again, I don't know what they did back when Thunderball came out, but they pick the singer. They will contact the artist and see if they want to do it, and then it's a collaborative process to write the song and produce the song from there in whatever style that singer normally sings in. So they find Adele. They contact her. She says yes, and then they all write the song together.
They get big money for that too.
I bet you they do.
Yeah, they do.
And it's like your song becomes an instant hit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, aren't most of the songs that were in James Bond movies hits?
Well, there was Madonna. There was Madonna.
God, that's the worst one.
Let's see.
That song sounds like it's got missing.
Doctor No, it was the first one, right? Doctor No was the first one.
And so there wasn't a song for it.
No, because they didn't really know what to do, you know, with it.
And that was the James Bond theme.
The first big one was From Russia with Love was good, but Goldfinger probably was the biggest.
Goldfinger was the first real popular one.
Yeah.
But all of Daniel Craig's movies have had pretty popular songs.
But in defense, you know, Louis Armstrong did a song that didn't sound Bondish either. So
no,
actually,
and it's
Johnny,
like the most iconic one now.
Yeah, Johnny Cash could have actually done that, you know.
He was passed over.
Back then, who knew what James Bond sounded like, you know? Nobody knew yet. They were figuring that out.
Well, Dalton he's got some breaking James Bond news, and that will be tomorrow, apparently. So stay with us for that. Sports now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Oklahoma City Thunder took Game 7 of the NBA Finals, beating Indiana 103-91. The Pacers committed 21 turnovers, and Tyrese Halliburton left in the first quarter with an Achilles injury. Series MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 29 points, 12 assists, just one turnover in the game. The Suns are trading Kevin Durant to Houston for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and a first-rounder this week, plus 5 second-round draft choices. Among the 5 WNBA games. Las Vegas beat Indiana 89-81. Caitlin Clark in defeat, 19 points, 10 assists, 8 turnovers. Keegan Bradley won the Travelers by one stroke. Minji Lee captured the women's PGA. U.S. men's soccer was a 2-1 winner over Haiti. Alex Palou took the IndyCar race. Chase Briscoe, the NASCAR winner at Pocono. LSU won the College World Series, and the Phillies beat the Mets 7-1.
When is the right time to move to Adams Place? I have enjoyed Adam's Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adam's Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction, and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Tim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. And we're going to be focusing today on dementia and Alzheimer's. Kim, those are words that strike fear in many of us.
Correct. And we know that there's definitely a genetic component to that to some extent. And you're still doing lots of different genetic testing and things like that that are available that might give you a little bit of a clue or might not be so helpful in that department. But yes, if you've had a loved one that's had it, I think it definitely heightens your awareness of it as well. And so today we're really going to focus on ways that we can prevent those types of disorders. There's no smoking gun. There's nothing that's 100% foolproof, works every single time, but there are things that we can do to lessen our risk.
What creates this problem? Have we had this problem all along and maybe didn't live long enough to see it blossom out, so to speak?
Yeah, I've had people say, you know, in the past, and I can't remember what they called it, but they gave some type of a name to people, you know, maybe in the 1500s or way long times that people would get, maybe they would call them funny in the head or something along those lines. So some people think that there are links to this very, very far back before there was any kind of formal diagnosis, right? So it's difficult to say, is it more, you know, does it happen more often now, or are we just more aware of it now, or do we just diagnose it more now? And they are two distinctly different issues, even though they present as the same problem, right? Dementia is specifically like hardening of the arteries in the brain, which is something that we can largely want to try to prevent with exercise, making sure that we're keeping our cardiovascular system very healthy, making sure that we're taking things like fish oil regularly to keep those things healthy, making sure that we're watching our cholesterol levels and those types of things to help with that. Alzheimer's is different because it's not an autoimmune condition, but it's a separate condition than dementia. We don't exactly know what causes it, which has been very frustrating, right? There's been a lot of thoughts, but what we do know is there are some things that seem to lessen the risk of it, right? And so that's usually going to be something like, in terms of nutrition and things that you can eat, something like the MIND diet is probably the best way to approach it from a nutritional perspective, which is a combination of the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet. So the DASH diet is designed to lower your hypertension or lower your blood pressure, and the Mediterranean diet is sort of considered the most heart healthy and the diet that's most researched to help with depression and mental health. And so those two combine together to make the MIND diet, which we've talked about a couple of different times, but just to recap, it's very high in olive oil, very high in leafy greens, berries, very low in red meats, cheeses, sweets, right? Emphasizes a lot of whole grains and beans and fruits and vegetables in general, right? Sounds like common sense at the end of the day, but what you really want to hone in on are olive oil, leafy greens, berries are really the foundation of the diet that you want to try to have pretty much every day. And you really want to try to limit the amounts of saturated fats that you would get from cheeses and red meats and pork and that type of thing, right? And so that can help it from the diet perspective. From a supplemental perspective, you definitely want to look at some of the things we've talked about this month, like lion's mane, which helps with keep your brain very healthy, very good. Fish oil, which I mentioned earlier, to help with the prevent the hardening of the arteries in the brain, I think is extremely important. Making sure that you're getting adequate amounts of fish oil or that you're getting omega-3 in your diet, right? If you're eating fatty fish 3 or 4 times a week, you don't have to add a fish oil supplement. If you're eating no fish ever, then we need to look at other ways. Are we eating walnuts, hemp seeds, flax seeds, chia seeds? Those are other ways to get omega-3 in our diet. If we're not doing any of those things, we've got to supplement with omega-3 in some form or fashion. That's extremely important, okay? We want to make sure we keep our arteries healthy. I'm a big fan of French grape seed extract. I recommend it a lot for people that have issues with atherosclerosis, for instance, or even people that have issues with blood pressure or even allergies. I recommend it for a lot of different things, but it is excellent for your arteries, and that's something that we want to keep very healthy when we're trying to prevent these long-term cognitive decline that occurs from dementia and Alzheimer's.
Now, if you're just hearing this and wanting to get on the bandwagon and take care of yourself, what should you start with? I mean, you can't start with everything all at once. What would you start with?
I might start with something I didn't even mention, which is a magnesium called magnesium threonate. There's lots of different magnesiums out there, like a zillion. And threonate is a specific type of magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it gets magnesium to the brain, which a lot of magnesium that we take every day is great for us. Glycinate, citrate, taurate. These forms are really great for a lot of things, but in terms of memory, magnesium threonate is so good for that. And we know magnesium does so many different things from the body. It helps our nervous system, our blood pressure. So that might actually be a really great place to start. That, a lion's mane supplement, and then really working on your diet.
Now, are these supplements that we're talking about?
That's the magnesium is, the lion's mane, the fish oil, all of those are supplements that are on sale tomorrow.
So don't let tomorrow slip away. We could use that with our whole life. Don't let tomorrow slip away, because we do that. The problem grows and grows and grows. Don't let it grow. Where is Sunshine Nutrition Center located?
So we have two locations. We have a location here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and then Smyrna is 901 Rock Springs Road.
If you need more information on Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and that's a topic that everybody's wanting to know more about, come by Sunshine Nutrition Center and visit with Kim Dunaway. Kim, thanks again.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
When it got to the place that the little boys had to come and help me get up, then I'm grateful for the years, and it's good. And sometimes we sit and talk for a long time after a meal. My husband and I have tried to sit with different people. I am glad to say you would be welcome at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, Monday, June 23rd, episode of The Wake Up Crew, number 1684, John.
Oh, I didn't know you were not finished.
Yeah.
Johnny Barrett, Andy Herzer, and Patsy Walls, happy birthday to all three of them today. Yesterday, we had Kim Belcher, Ricky Roper, Tom Underwood, Sherry Smith, Janice Patel, and Rachel Searswat. All have birthdays. Happy birthday.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, now's the time to get them into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize. Go ahead and get them in.
All right. News, traffic, and weather time for you right now.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
7:31 our time. Here's a look at the roads. But first, weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a heat advisory is currently in effect, and we'll see some patchy fog this early morning that will clear out by the afternoon. Lots of sunshine with a high near 95 degrees and heat index values as high as 103. Southeast winds at a calm state. Into tonight, we're looking clear, low around 73 degrees, heat index values as high as 102 through the overnight. Northeast winds at a calm state again. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75 degrees.
Good morning. A little bit more volume in the last few minutes. 65 south here at Trinity Lane, THP. Still trying to clean up that wreck in Montgomery County, which is in Clarksville. It's going to be on 24 westbound at the 9-mile marker. Traffic's been a mess out there in Wilson County as they worked that accident. It's on Sparta Pike at Shop Springs Road. Again, it's had traffic shut down there. And that section of Wilson County causing some problems. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Following the announcement by President Donald Trump that the United States had struck three Iranian nuclear sites, Tennessee lawmakers offered a flurry of responses, many showing strong support. Among them, U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn called the move, quote, victory for the United States, while Governor Bill Lee emphasized his prayers for troops and Israel's sovereignty. U.S. Representative Dana Harshberger praised the mission's success in deterring war, and Representative Andy Ogles echoed a call for continued prayer, commending Trump for decisive leadership. However, not all responses were supportive. Democratic lawmakers such as Senator Heidi Campbell and Representative Justin Jones criticized the military action as dangerous and unnecessary, reflecting a sharp partisan divide. Meanwhile, in lighter news here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County PAWS is turning attention to a different kind of pressing issue, helping a four-legged resident find a permanent home. Margot, a 50-pound pit bull mix, has been with the shelter since early March and has become a staff favorite for her affectionate and well-mannered personality. At just over a year old, Margot is spayed, vaccinated, heartworm negative, and ready for adoption. PAWS, located on John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro, handles adoptions on a first-come, first-served basis and encourages prospective pet parents to visit in person. As tensions mount abroad, local efforts in Rutherford County continue to focus on compassion and community here at home. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available where you already listen. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee for the morning, make sure you start the morning off right with the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state. From AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery. Making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Last year we had an amazing year with Longines and Seiko, our watch brands. Longines came out with the Spirit Zulu, Hydro Conquest GMT, and the 39mm Legend Diver that has been selling off the shelves. Come into Bell Jewelers so I can find the watch just for you. Personally, I have the Spirit Zulu and the 39mm Legend Diver, and great watches. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35 from News Radio, WGNS, and time for a rousing game of true or false.
That's right, Brian. Thank you. And I love Brian, Dalton being on remote because I can be the host. I don't have to answer anything. All right. But that's going to be gone pretty soon. He'll be back. He'll be back with us very soon. Maybe not for this show, though. He might still do it. He may never come back.
I might just do it forever.
Yeah. All right, here we go. True or false?
True. Oh, you got to say the question first.
This is the first football in the world was manufactured from a pig's bladder.
I'm going to say, because I've always heard that, I'm going to say it's false.
I as well will say false.
Well, it's true.
Oh.
It was.
Wow.
Okay.
Let's throw around the old pig's bladder. Let's play catch.
The Old Man and the Sea was written by the American author John Steinbeck. I actually know this one.
I should. I've read that book. True.
False.
It is false. Who wrote it, Brian?
He doesn't know.
Not John Steinbeck.
He only said that to disagree with me.
It was Ernest Hemingway that wrote that.
It was Hemingway. That's
right. Of course
right.
It was.
Okay. Popping your finger or toe knuckles is bad for your joints. True or false?
False.
False. It's really good for them, actually.
That is correct.
The wives' tale.
But my mama used to tell me, don't pop your knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah. True or false? Real Madrid Football Club's biggest rival is Atletico Madrid.
Man. True.
False.
It's false.
Yay!
You just whispered the answer to him.
No, I was trying to whisper the answer to you.
I can't hear you whisper. I'm at home. I'm in a different building.
But you can read my lips from here.
Not when you cover them with your hands.
No, I was trying to cover it from his face.
He was trying to do you a favor.
Yeah, that's
see what you get?
Yeah. True or false? Milk is good for cats.
True.
I don't think it can be bad for them because they drink it.
So you're going to agree?
I agree.
Okay. Although they love to drink it, cats are lactose intolerant to milk. It is false.
Wow.
Y'all are doing great.
Well, I'm up 2-1.
Oh, it's not a competition, Brian.
Oh, I thought it was.
True or false, the lighter was invented before the matches.
That's too weird of a fact for them to just make up. I'm going to say true.
Lighter? I'm going to say false because I think the flint, but I'm going false.
Okay, it is true. Dalton, you got that one? True or false? There's no way of telling boiled eggs from raw eggs until you break them open.
I don't know. Shake them. See how they feel. False.
Yeah, false.
That is correct. It is false. Simply try and spin it on the table. If it spins, it's definitely boiled.
Oh. I never would have thought to do that.
Do that at home sometime. Try that at home. But the price of eggs, make sure you don't break them. Okay. All right, here we go. True or false? Goldfish have a 2-second memory.
False.
Now, before you answer, he does have goldfish.
Yeah, but Dory was not very smart. Wasn't she a goldfish?
Okay, that's a cartoon.
Well, she's an animated. Fish. She's a tropical fish.
Tropical fish. Well, they're dumb, too. I'm going to say that's true.
It is false. Dalton, you're on a roll.
Thank you. I have now caught up. We are tied.
Rio de Janeiro is the capital city of Brazil.
Geography. Shot in the dark. False.
True.
It is false. It is
Woo!
Not.
Baby!
The capital of Brazil is the city of Brasilia. All right, one more.
I knew that.
One more. The United Kingdom is about the same size as France. True or false?
True.
False.
It is false. It's smaller than France. And who won?
We tied.
Okay, well, that's a good way to end it.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
If you're looking to update your light fixtures or if you're needing to donate light fixtures, we have plenty of new and used light fixtures. Just come on down and see us.
We also have brand new paint.
We got it.
Our appliances are tested and we offer a 7-day warranty.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
Big benefits at Adams Place.
We have a driver who's here from 8 to 4. He will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's Charlotte Gardner.
It's really a big plus getting around when you do not drive.
Move to Adams Place and leave the driving to us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is the Wake Up Crew wrapping up this morning from News Radio, WGNS.
It is the Wake Up Crew?
Yep. For now. We are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric as well. Take control of your energy. The usage of your energy by downloading the MyMTE app. You can track your usage from there and even pay your bill and report outages right there from your phone on iOS and Android. We are also saluting Jessica Hoy, today's good neighbor of the day with Middle Tennessee Pharmacy Services. She was nominated as good neighbor for always being super friendly while working behind the scenes to do the best for every patient and care facility resident. Jessica Hoy is going to receive flowers today for her designation as good neighbor of the day. Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, News Radio, WGNS, partnering for many, 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 many decades to have the good neighbor of the day. And you can participate in it by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get in your good neighbor of the day nominations to us.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
What do you call a fat psychic?
I don't know what.
A fortune teller.
Replay.
Was it worse the second time?
That sounded worse the second time, yeah. But we'll stick with our original. I upped it to 3, and I overruled Dalton by a little bit, but he did say it's like a 2.9.
I think you said 2.8, John.
Oh, and then I thought you said 3.
No. I agreed with you, but John, you said it initially.
I don't think so.
Let's run the tape.
You're a little loco.
I said it's definitely below middle ground. Like, it's below the average. And you said, yeah, like a 2.8. And I said, that's perfect. That's a perfect
score.
Yeah,
and then I said 3. You never said 3.
No, I never said that. I said 2.8 originally, yes.
And then I said, I'll up it to a 3, and you didn't disagree. So I took it as...
I think it's a 3.
Plaintiff, defendant, take your side.
We're on the same side. We're both against you. Do you see how he tries to pit us against each other, John?
Oh, yeah,
The two are the one arguing for the last minute. I know what I've learned today. Can't we just all get along?
Yes, yes.
Not with you.
I'm a bystander in all this.
We talked about... what did we talk about? we had some rules on something. Places to go. To do for the summer.
Yeah.
Things to do for the summer.
Discovery Center.
Like hiking, Discovery Center, Stones River National. This is local stuff.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned Go USA. I gave a little plug to Go USA. Yeah.
Barfield Park's pretty cool, too. The Wilderness Station out there, I've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Greenway's, of course, nice. Walking the Greenway. You like to fish? You can fish the river. Get in there from the Greenway trailhead.
One thing you need to remember is know your surroundings when you're doing all that. You know, look down, you know, like... You want to be very careful when you're hiking and that kind of thing.
Yes, when you're walking down the Greenway, you got to be very careful not to trip over an empty 40.
And stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Yeah.
I got scared the other day. I went to the back of my shed.
Wow, that was an adventure. Can everybody go? Do you have to have tickets?
Well, I mean, you have to go through the bamboo.
Just admission.
You got to go through the bamboo.
Yeah.
And I heard something slithering through the grass, and I screamed and ran out. But it was a lizard.
Oh, it wasn't a snake?
No, but it was a big lizard.
I find snake skins in my backyard all the time.
Mm. We talked about Thunderball today.
Yep.
Johnny Cash's version of that song.